listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back. Happy Tuesday. Nice, fresh vibes today. I see everyone lining up to get on the show. Guys, I tell you, I've had a repeat last week. I missed you guys. But I'm back and I got some fresh stuff to talk about. You know, we talk about toxic relationships and we talk about people that are broken, people that need, you know, a little glue to mend them, put them back together again. And when you sum all these things up, it seems like things just still don't seem right. And what I want to share with you today is toxic people, which is something that at some point in time in your life, you have either gone through it or you're still going through it. And you have to find a way to redeem yourself, to be free again. There's a young lady that had a story to tell me. And it was a really deep story, guys. And listening to the story, I didn't know in the beginning how this story was going to end. And for her, she's still alive. You know, she's still cooking on the stove. She's still baking in the oven. But she's still broken inside. And this is a girl, now grown woman, who has suffered trauma in her life of being sexually assaulted by her mother's boyfriend. And guys, not only that, but her mom saying, "I don't believe that it ever happened." People don't think that these things can happen to them or their family members or their loved ones, friends. People don't know sometimes the predator is living under your roof. But everyone has given somebody in their life the benefit of the doubt to say, "I'm going to trust you and I'm going to give you a level of trust so my children or my family members can trust you as well." And throughout the course of nature, people have a tendency to do things that are very insane, not knowing the damage that they cause to these young victims, be it male or female. No one is exempt from anything. This young lady shared her story with me, and it broke my heart to know that her mother would not even take her word for it to say, "I believe you. I'm going to get the police involved. We're going to the hospital. We're going to have proof that this is what happened to you at the hands of someone that I trusted." And for some mothers and some fathers today, because boys are not exempt from being sexually assaulted. And that is a very harsh crime for anyone to do to anybody. Because now you have this young girl or this young man who are victims of sexual abuse that are very ashamed to let anyone know that they had to endure this type of punishment. They didn't ask for it. They didn't request it. All they were trying to do was be a child and live a childhood life. And when these things are done to these innocent children, they turn out to be predators themselves. And it's a very sad thing for someone to experience going into adulthood of being violated by someone who is trusted. The story for this now grown lady, beautiful young woman, highly educated, it's a little spooky because she has children of her own now. And what damage mentally can she pass down to her own children of keeping them sheltered from family members, from friends, from them having friends? This is something that is very devastating to a young victim. You know, and there's a lot of things today that comes along with people being victims of circumstances. And for this young lady, for her peace of mind, she chooses narcotics because she wants to forget about the pain. And unfortunately, this is just a temporary band-aid being put onto the problem that will never get resolved. A lot of people don't seek help. They don't get the proper help that they need, the proper counseling. More so, they don't get the proper love in relationships that they need because they were lacking that as a child. And now they're suffering from their own depression, which is killing them on the inside, that they have to live with the big secret of abuse. People are ashamed to tell someone, anyone, as an adult, about their past and what they've been through. They don't want to talk about it. Because usually, as some of you may know, when you tell your so-called friends, this is what happened to me as a kid. You know, all of a sudden you become a weirdo. You become, you know, something's wrong with you. And then when you lash out as that adult victim, you become a toxic person to them. And it's very hard for a victim, a true victim. Because, you know, people can make up stories every day of what happened to them. You know, I was sexually assaulted. And, you know, this is what happened to me. And then you got the real victim who will hide that story and they'll hide behind this glass and they will kill themselves mentally and physically and emotionally, because that secret will go to their grave with them. And a lot of people wonder why people don't open up. People don't open up because they're so afraid that people are going to pass judgment on them because of what they've been through. And it's not a good thing. Some people are permanently broken, and there's no recovery for them. They say people suffer from mental illness. This type of situation of being violated as a kid, you have to have a mental illness to survive this type of torture. And depending on how long the torture happened to you, some people just don't get raped or sodomized once in their lifetime. This particular situation, this young lady was being continuously raped by her mother's boyfriend. It's not a situation where she said, hey, she met the guy somewhere. She's really 12 and she's lying and saying she's 18, but she's overdeveloped and things happen and the guy goes to jail. That's another situation, okay? That means he didn't do his homework and ask for ID, or maybe he just didn't care. But we're talking about someone that's being allowed to be in your home, sleep in your home, eat in your home, be in the presence of your children when you're sleeping or at work. It's giving them an open invitation, an open right, that they feel privileged that they could do such wicked things to your child. And people are wondering why the opioid crisis is so big in America. You have all these victims trying to recover mentally, trying to take enough pills to black out what they've been through, and waking up and taking more pills because they start becoming sober. They start to remember. And they don't want to live with these memories. Instead of pulling the trigger to their head or cutting their wrist, they'd rather drown themselves with drugs to numb the pain. A lot of people today don't know the importance of support. To support these people that are victims instead of criticizing them. Show them love. Show them that you care. These victims are reaching out for so much love, and there's no one to give it to them. A therapist cannot give it to them. A pastor cannot give it to them. They have to truly give it to themselves. Happiness is within. And this victim will never be happy with herself because she feels like she was never good enough for anything or anybody, especially her mom, who basically shut the door in her face and said, this never happened, because of the love that her mother had for this man. And now this grown woman with children, the only pleasure she seeks is sleeping with different men, being with different guys. And this is her pleasure. And she has no other outlet because this is what she was taught when she was victimized. This is not what he was taught when he was victimized. And this is awareness for a lot of people today. You know, grown women are not out here on Pornhub. They're not out here walking the beat. They're not out here soliciting sex for no apparent reason. Yes, it is the oldest profession in America. But it's one thing to do it as a profession, and it's another thing to do it because you're trying to numb the pain. And mentally, it's damaging because a person will use these drugs, and like this young lady told me, I use these drugs because I want to numb the pain. I don't want to feel this pain anymore. I don't know what else to do to make it go away. And all she can remember is this man, this grown man, on top of her. With no fight in her soul, weighing about 60 pounds, 70 pounds, and letting this man continuously sodomize her with no fight. The only fight she has in her now is to fight everything and everybody around her. She feels stronger now. She feels like she can battle the world. She didn't have enough strength then to fight. But now she's fighting off the people that want to show her love and compassion and let her know, I'm here for you. Because I do understand you are a victim. You didn't ask for this to happen to you. And guys, I tell you, I pray for this young lady because it's so many people out here today that have more negativity to say than positivity. It will kill someone dead to have anything positive to say about a person. Everybody wants to relive someone's past. Having a past life does not make you a bad person. Having a past life brings awareness of what you've been through and who you are today, and the sacrifices that you've made to get to where you're going, even though you're not there yet, because you're still a work in progress. People need to know that it's not about their past. It's what you're doing today. And if people would really get together and be more communicative in sharing what they've been through with others, they would have more of an understanding that they are not alone. There's another victim. There's another child. Guys, I'll tell you, you know, there was a story. Can't give you the names just yet because it's not publicized. A mother allowed a boyfriend to move in. She has two daughters, 12 and 14 years old. Mysteriously, both of the daughters ended up getting pregnant at the same time. The mother could not understand how could this happen. Later to find out, her newly moved in boo was actually sexually assaulting her daughters. 12 and 14 years old, pregnant by the mother's boyfriend. The mother says, what happened to my children does not make me a bad person. And it does not. Poor choices? Yes. Because nowadays, you can still do a background check on anybody, and it can come up as non-sex offender. That doesn't mean that the person you're allowing in is not a predator. Sometimes it can be an uncle. It can be a cousin. It could be a brother. And it could be even an aunt. People don't believe that these things can happen and how they can break people. Many years ago, Vanessa Williams, you know, Miss America, she was sexually assaulted. And this is public information, guys. She went through a lot mentally, and she never got the proper help for it. She spent the night at a cousin's house for a sleepover. You know, this is all girls. Mom's okay with it. We're talking about Vanessa Williams, okay? She lost everything because she was living with this trauma. You become Miss America, now you're posing nude. Well, why are you posing nude? What's really going on? And she wanted people to know, I never got help. And this is why I'm where I'm at today. She had a sleepover at her cousin's house. It's family. Her older female cousin performed fellatio on her. And she was a virgin and she was new to this and she didn't want it to happen. And she lived with this trauma of what happened to her up until she lost her crown. And like I said, guys, it's public information on the trauma she lived through that. And she was so ashamed to tell anybody what happened to her that she decided to rebel and have toxic situations going on in her life because that was a secret that she never wanted to tell anybody, but she had to come clean. She had to say what was going on in her life. This young lady doesn't even realize the damage that she's doing to herself with the drinking, with the pills. She smokes marijuana, which is somewhat legal at this point if it's medically needed. But she's drowning herself in sorrow, and there's nothing that she feels that she can do about it at this point in time. And for some of the victims out here today that are suffering from this type of abuse and living with it and living with this secret and wanting to yell, shout, and come clean. But they're shouting on the inside and no one can hear them. Their reaction tells you something is wrong. Their personality, the mood swings, it all speaks in volumes. It's just that some people don't know the warning signs of a person that is broken. People get into relationships today and say, oh, this person is crazy. This person is toxic. This person is this. You don't know the backstory to someone's life. And when you feel like the person is maybe bipolar, it's not bipolar, guys. They're trying to figure out their place in life because they've been through so much. And then they encounter people along the way because they're so broken They look and they reach out for people they think they can trust and say, this is where I go from here. It's a new chapter. The new chapter in their life is finding someone who can understand them, not put them in another bad situation of abuse. And the worst thing you can do to a person that is a victim of sexual abuse is put them down. They're already down. You can't take a person and break them more than they are already broken. And people don't understand. This is what leads to toxic situations. This is what leads to domestic violence. This is what leads to people saying, I've had enough. And at some point, it may be your life or theirs. Because everybody has a breaking point. And some people have to realize there's boundaries in relationships. There's boundaries in friendships. Take the time out to find out what's wrong with the person. Because when you start the name calling and you start the, oh, I heard this about you, I heard that about you, you know, people start to say, they don't believe me, but they believe them, like my mother believed him and she didn't believe me. So when you start to point that finger and tell them, you are doing this, that, people have PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome disorder. They begin to have a flashback of that particular time when they were telling an adult what is going on and what's happening. And that adult is saying, no, it never happened. It's like they start to have flashbacks of nobody believing them. So in their minds, they're thinking, I'm going to get hurt again. Can you imagine your child coming home from school saying the teacher touched me between my legs? And you're saying, oh no, probably it was nothing. And then something else happens and you're like, no, it means nothing. You are creating trauma for your child. You have to listen to them and pay attention to the signs, regardless of how much you may love that person and want that person who is the perpetrator in your life. You may have to just take a step back and dismiss that other party. Because you have to think about that child, that young lady that is now a grown woman who is basically not even selling herself. She's just sleeping around because she thinks that's all she's worthy of. You don't have the type of situations where the mother's grooming their children for prostitution. This is more of mental abuse. Mental abuse falls in so many different categories. It just doesn't pertain to the person was born this way. You know, eating out of a garbage can cause mental trauma. You see people putting their sodas, they're done with it, and a homeless person will run up and get it and drink right out of it. Meanwhile, we are germophobic and we're saying, oh no, I can't even drink after my 2-year-old because I'm afraid there's crumbs in the cup. So can you imagine the mental trauma this person has drinking out of a stranger's straw, can, bottle. This has to do something to them mentally. And especially if you guys don't know the backstory to their life of what they've been through. Guys, let's take a commercial break. I'll be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors, no home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, GBuys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey guys, welcome back. You know, it's a very painful thing to go through as a young woman being sexually assaulted by someone that's trusted by, you know, people that are let into your lives. But it's more so heartbreaking when you have two broken people that share the same interests of childhood trauma, and they don't know how to cope with each other through the process. Because therapists, psychiatrists, psychologists, they can't fix everything. And they can't fix everybody. And it makes you wonder, why are they going to a therapist in the first place? Because 9 out of 10 times when people go into therapy, they still don't open up and say, this is 100% of what happened to me. They are still ashamed to share the details. And in a broken relationship where there's two victims in a relationship as an adult together, they are very emotional. They get very angry at each other. They're constantly at war with each other. They're battling the same demons that are haunting them because each party is afraid to tell the other party, this is what happened to me. They may give you a little bit of the story. You know, I was touched. He touched me. You know, or my babysitter touched me. You know. But they will never tell you detail for detail. And when I say detail for detail, guys, I'm saying the part of, did he put his finger in? Did he insert a genital part of his body? You know, what actually happened? You know, what happened? No one's going to share the intimate details. And guys, listen to me. The intimate details, which we call the fine print, you have to know what the fine print says. Because if you don't know what the fine print says, you will never know what is truly going on mentally. And this part of a person's life can be so crucial and damaging that all they are doing with each other as being victims is damaging each other even more. And some people may have other thoughts of denial. No, it's not me, it's her. No, it's not me, it's him. People have to come to terms with themselves to accept what has happened to them. And they have to live with it. This is more so a disease that has no cure. There's no medication. There's no ongoing therapy. This is a disease that this person has to live with for the rest of their lives. And some people will even take it to their grave because they're too ashamed to say the fine print. And now you have a relationship with two broken people who's trying to fight their way through and figure out their life. And they want to be in a normal relationship, but they have too much fine print that has not been spoken about. Because they're so afraid if they open Pandora's box, they may not be able to take back what they put out. Because the other party may throw it up in your face. Bad enough that you're living with the fine print, you have to now be tortured, because this is torture, to be thrown in your face about what happened to you that you had no control over. It takes a person with understanding to say, this is what I need to do for me so I can make me better. And that's where the we falls into place. Because if you have two broken individuals battling this war, no one will ever win. You will live a very miserable life by not reading the fine print. If the person is not ready to share certain things with you, then they're not ready to heal themselves. They still want to continue to live with the trauma. It takes a real man, and we've had a lot of real men on this show, to say, listen, I was abused as a kid, but look at me now. It takes courage to come on the show and share your story. You have to be strong. You have to be bold. You have to be courageous. You have to be outstanding as a man or as a woman to tell the millions of ears that are listening, this is my story. And I'm not ashamed to tell you who I am and what happened to me. You know, there was a guy, Messiah, who was adopted by the foster parents, being abused, you know, and he's a fabulous man today. But the damage that it did to him over the years was really hard for him to accept as a man growing up. But he did the right thing and he broke free. And what I'm saying to you guys today is, me myself, I have been a victim as well. I was falsely accused of sexual assault on someone that I knew. And it was a very hard time for me because I had to live with that trauma for 2 years of my life, knowing that I did no such thing to this broken little boy who became a man. I didn't know the fine print until he shared a little bit with me. I never thought that that fine print would affect my life. But later to find out that he was molested by his babysitter at the age of 9 years old. And it's really hard for someone to accept that, especially if they don't like it and they don't want it. My heart actually went out to him, and I feel bad for him, guys. I feel his trauma because I'm a mother. And I can't even imagine anything like that happening to any one of my children. And I wouldn't want to experience that for my children. I've never experienced that as a child myself. So I could never say that I'm a victim. But I became a victim from someone else's trauma. And people don't understand. When you befriend people and you don't know the fine print, you can find yourself in a very bad situation because they may very well look at you like this gentleman looked at me. He probably thought I was his babysitter. And he probably had a flashback. And he took things a step too far. But had I known prior about this sexual assault upon him, I would have been more cautious in maybe some of the words I would say. Because you have to be really gentle on anyone that has been abused in that manner. Because you look at the DeBarge story and you look at those boys, and remind you, this is a true story about these children, now grown men, broken men, that basically went through torment at the hands of their father. Mothers at work. Children are being sexually abused in the attic. This is not a story that was fabricated. These grown men, and I was privy to the story, by the way. The gentleman that, God bless his soul, James Womack, passed away during COVID. But he got these guys, the DeBarge family, the boys, to tell their story. He wanted to set them free. They were on drugs. They were doing all kind of crazy stuff. They just wanted to be free. But no one ever knew the fine print. They only said, oh, they're drug addicts. Oh, there it is. They got great voices. They're great performers. They're on drugs, all of them. No one knew the fine print. The mother knew the fine print, but she was too afraid. And now her young boys, now grown men, are set free mentally, but not emotionally. because this trauma will be with them for the rest of their lives. Guys, I tell you, you know, the reason for this topic today is to bring awareness of sexual abuse and to bring awareness of young girls, now older women, into why they do the things they do, why they behave the way they do. Not only women, young boys to grown men. This is a very, very big problem in a lot of lives today. And somebody at some point has to say, I want to make a change for someone. I want to see if I can help this person. You can't save everybody. You can't help everybody. Not everybody is going to extend their hand to even offer help. But for people that truly want to help and show these people love, do so. And don't hold back. I read a post the other day this young man put up, and it said, he was 13 years old. Don't blame me for who I am. Blame the projects. So this kid is a project kid who's a product of his environment. You know, when certain mentalities start to settle in the mind, people believe this is who I am. And I am no better than whatever is given to me. They don't know that there's an extra hand saying, let me pull you up. And people need to be more open-minded to sexual abuse victims. Because if you're not careful, you can find yourself in a very bad relationship, or your children, the next generation, can find themselves in a very bad relationship with people that have been abused at the hands of others. Parents, take a stand for yourself. Get to know people a little better before you welcome them in your home. Your home is your castle. It's supposed to be a safe haven. And that safe haven is not just for anybody to enter. Everybody wants to call everybody a friend. Everybody wants to call people their brothers or their sisters. Not everybody deserves that title. You need to keep the stray cats off of your porch and stop leaving the milk out. When there's no milk, they will go away. Guys, I tell you, it's been a great show. Looking forward to this young lady, hopefully coming on the show so you can hear from the horse's mouth some of the things she's been through. Living in group homes, you know that DHS COOA system. Ah, I tell you guys, it's a hard twist with those people. Those people lie, steal, and they'll even kill. You know, kids end up dead in that system. So if you can keep your kids at home and keep them whole, put them in programs, keep them active, do things with them, spend time. It's not always about working and partying. Sometimes you have to make time for the things that really matter in life. And the next generation is what really matters. So people have to take the time out to share that with the youth coming up today. There's a lot of crimes happening today, and a lot of kids, they're young. 10 to 15 is the age right now, committing all these violent acts of crime. Guys, it's 17.3 million listeners on today. So glad you guys could join me. I'm so glad you guys chimed in. Hopefully we'll have a guest on next week to share their story. I look forward to seeing you guys piling up again. Same bad time, same bad place. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye, guys.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.